Genesis chapter 45. Joseph was unable to control himself in front of all his attendants, so he called out, "Send everyone out from my presence." When no one else was left with him, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. He wept out loud. The Egyptians heard him, and the house of Pharaoh heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" His brothers could not answer him because they were terrified by his presence. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me, please." They came closer. He said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or angry with yourselves for selling me to this place, since God sent me ahead of you to preserve life. For 2 years now the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me ahead of you to preserve you as survivors on the earth and to keep you alive by a great act of deliverance. So it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, lord over his entire household, and ruler over the whole land of Egypt. Hurry. Go up to my father and tell him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall live in the land of Goshen, where you will be close to me, you, your children, your grandchildren, your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will take care of you here, for there are still 5 years of famine. Otherwise, you will come to ruin, you and your household and all that you have.' Pay attention. Your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You shall tell my father all about my position of honor in Egypt and about everything that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." He threw his arms around his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his shoulder. He kissed all his brothers and wept over them. After that, his brothers talked with him. This report was heard in Pharaoh's house. "Joseph's brothers have come." This pleased Pharaoh and his officials. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, load your animals, travel quickly to the land of Canaan. Get your father and your household and return to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the rich food of the land. Now I command you to do this. Take carts from the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, and bring your father here. Also, do not worry about your belongings, for the best of the whole land of Egypt is yours." So that is what the sons of Israel did. Joseph gave them carts as Pharaoh had commanded, and he gave them supplies for the journey. He gave each one of them a change of clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. He sent the following to his father: 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and supplies for his father on the journey. So he dismissed his brothers, and they departed. He said to them, "See to it that you do not quarrel on the way." They went up from Egypt and came to Jacob their father in the land of Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." He was stunned, because he did not believe them. They told Jacob every word that Joseph had said to them. When he saw the carts that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive, and I will go and see him before I die."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.